Zech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Shein, and Basu Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, just a quick request, if anyone who has their camera, so it's always easier if we could be able to see each other if possible. So I know a lot of people I can't see, so if anyone can see, it would be easier if possible. I appreciate it. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem today is we're going to have Inyanei Pikuach Nefesh. Tomorrow I'm going to Be'ez Hashem give a shiur from 10 to 10:30, 10:40 Inyanei Agada Hashkafa for Shavuos. So we won't have the regular shiur on Yeridaya in the morning, and we won't have the regular Pikuach Nefesh shiur. It'll be just a short with a packet Divrei Torah on Inyanei Shavuos, just like 10 to 10:40, something like that, and that will be. And then Be'ez Hashem, after Shavuos, that Monday, Be'ez Hashem will continue. Okay, so we were doing the fascinating discussion in the Rishonim yesterday of somebody's Achoyle B'Shabbos, and he needs to eat, and he has two options. One option is you can shecht an animal for him, a kosher animal, an elite. The other option is to go ahead and give him a ready-made treif. You have a ready-made treif food right there. Say that there's a non-Jewish person there, ready-made, ready to go, nice, good steak. You don't have to do anything, ready to go. So which should you do? Which should you give him? So normally we have the concept of akala kal techila, right? We always try to give somebody the isser that's more kal in order to minimize the what you could transgressing. So nevela obviously is more kal than chilul Shabbos, right? You give nevela, so it's a lav. Chilul Shabbos is skila. So at first glance, we would say give him the nevela, but the Rishonim seem to not go with that so much, and we'll see. So we started with the Marami Rutenberg, the tshuva of the Marami Rutenberg, and the Marami Rutenberg says clearly that even though, and this is what was here on packet 2 on page 8, he says that that even though Nevela is only a lav and Shabbos is a skila, but Shabbos is considered hutra. In other words, when Shabbos comes and there's a chayla for him, it's like it's not Shabbos. So v'meila, it's hutra. So even though it's an isaskila, but it's an isaskila shehutra. So v'meila, and the nevela, even though the nevela is mutter, if that would be the only choice, but nevela is dechuya. So therefore, it means that, okay, Elon, did you post the thing for everybody? The packets? Hey, Elon, I can't hear you. Yeah? Does everyone have the packets? Is everyone muted? Can I hear anyone? One sec. Melanie? Melanie? I can't hear anybody. Is everyone muted? Can you unmute everybody?
Unmute everyone?
Yeah. Okay. Can everyone hear?
Yeah, now.
No. Everyone, can I hear? Do you hear me? Do I hear you?
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Okay. Does everyone have the Makoros in front of them? Rabbi Alter, do you have? Rabbi Alter? Is Rabbi Alter here?
Yes.
Rabbi Alter, hi.
Yeah, hi. I have one and two. I just got the link and I'm about to print out three.
Okay. Okay, good. Are we able to see you, Rabbi Alter?
It can be arranged.
Yeah, okay, because I always like to hear what you have to say, and it's more meaningful when we could see each other. I always appreciate that. And anyone else also, it's always, it's always good to see everybody. I appreciate it. Okay, we thank the Rebbetzin also.
I'm out of the way.
No, thank you. No, we thank you.
Have a good yontif.
Thank you. Thank you for helping. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, see, now I can see. And Nathan, if we could see you, it would be great. And Jacob, and Nathan, especially if you're sitting outside in Muncie, it would make me feel good. Ah, okay. Max, I like the scenery. I like the scenic view there. This is the scenic view of Teaneck, of what?
Of West Hempstead.
Of West Hempstead. Okay, now I feel good. Okay? You see, now I feel great. When I see everybody, it makes me feel 100 times better. Thank you. Okay, so... And we have already, Bez Hashem, I'm going to give in after Shir today the 14th packet. I've already made 14 packets, so, we have what to do. It's good. Just mentioning, tomorrow we are going to do a 10 o'clock, a short Shir on Ninyone Shavuos from 10 to 10:30, 10:40. We already have the packet, right, Ilan? You'll send out the packet to everybody. On Ninyone Shavuos, we won't do your day. What?
It should be in the WhatsApp group.
Oh, it's in the WhatsApp. Okay. So, again, the person is sick at a Shabbos, and he has an option, either to get to Shecht. Right, the Shecht, and Bidocha Shabbos, and you have a nice kosher meal, but you had a Shecht, an animal on Shabbos, or give a nevela, ready to go nevela that you could have as well. So what is the choice? So at first glance, we would say give the nevela, because nevela is only a lav. Nevela is only a lav. And not to give the, But the Rishonim seem to say, give Shecht on Shabbos. That's the better choice. So the question is why? So the Maharami Rutenberg's opinion is that he writes in the packet Beis that because Shabbos is Hutra. So even though it's an Isser Chomer, on page 9 he says, "And it came in the Torah, Hitir Lano, Shabbos is Hutra." Just like Ochel Nefesh on Yontif is Hutra. So therefore, even though it's an Isser Skila, but the Isser Skila is Mutter. But the Isser Lav of Nevela is what? Is the Chuya. Because what the Chuyah means, it's there. It's just pushed aside. So therefore, it's better to do an Issa Chomer that's Hutra than an Issachar that's Dechuya. Because Dechuya means it's there, it's just pushed aside, and that's the opinion of the Maharam Gutenberg. So we ended off Shir yesterday having an interesting discussion of what does the Ravid mean. So the Ravid's quoted in the Rishonim, and if you want to, you know, on page 10, the Sefer Zikaron, Machon Yerushalayim would print Sifrei Zikaron for different Gedolim. I don't know if they printed it recently, but different Gedolim, they printed for Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, they printed for Rav Huttner, different people, and they put a Sefer Zikaron. And the Sefer Zikaron, they have Divrei Torah from contemporary, you know, people, and also from old people. Old meaning, even if they found Kisvei Yad from Rishonim, they would put it. So the Ravid, so Rav Harfenis points out, if you want to see the whole Ravid inside, and on page 11, the Ravid says a different svara. Again, Rabbi Alter was saying that perhaps it was the same as the Maharam Rutenberg, but maybe if we get a better look now, perhaps it's different than the Maharam Rutenberg. So let's take a look on page 11 in packet 2. He says, "Zeh loshon tshuvas haRavid, pabasha sha'alta b'isa Shabbos b'chol l'shehu mesukan, im lo yochel b'Shabbos l'fon av basar nevela, im nishkot lo l'achilo heter, o sheyavar lov v'lo navar nachno alisa skila." Which is the better? Should we do skila for him, or should nevela? Tshuva b'vadei shezu tzricha l'fnim. Zu tzricha l'fnim means what? You mean it needs a inner investigation. Sometimes the loshon is Zo eino tzarich lefnim, meaning it's pashut. So he says, Zu tzarich lefnim, you gotta go into the Indian here. It's not simple. Vani omer, ki ha-Shabbos nidno lidchos etzlo behavara ubishul v'hachem lochamim v'gam i'efshar shlo yehkotn nimol b'Shabbos v'nidno lidchos etzlo b'mila uv'shchitach samanim v'hachem lochamim. I love lav de nevela no nito litchos. So what is he saying? So we were having a little difficulty understanding what he was saying. He says that it's Hashabbos nito litchos etzlo. In other words, what if this person would need, it's too cold, and we would have to make a fire for him. And, well, we'd have to cook for him if there was no other option. Or to heat up hot water. So Shabbos would be pushed aside with those things. V'gam i'efshar shelo yekotan nimol b'Shabbos v'nitla litchos etzlo b'mila. Or if you have a cotton, say for example, there was a cotton that was born on Shabbos, and he has a bris mila on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, obviously, you're gonna have to do the milah, which is a malacha, and you're gonna have to make the medicine, and you're gonna have to heat up water to put the baby, you know. So Shabbos a lot of times will definitely be nidche in a case of a chola. So Shabbos is something that is very often pushed off when it comes to pikuach nefesh. But lav de nevela lo nitna litchos. So what is he saying? That Shabbos is more often pushed aside, so therefore it's. So therefore, that's what we should do over here, because in many cases, Shabbos is definitely going to be pushed aside.
Rebbe, isn't he saying that the rishus to be dechuya Shabbos is there, but there was never a dechuya to eat nevela?
Why was there never a dechuya to eat nevela?
I don't know, but that's what it sounds like he's saying.
He goes on and says in the next sentence that there is a dechuya to eat nevela.
No, right. In other words, if there's nothing, no other choice. אבל בוודאי אם הוא צריך להכיל את בשר לאלתא ושחית המסמאמיה לו, מכיל אותו, שהמזומן בפני שהוא סופג דפשוס.
Right, but in front of him right now is the ability to either break Shabbos or like...
No, but is he saying that, what is the... In other words, he's not saying like Dr. Rabbi Alter just pointed out. You know, he himself is saying in the next line that there's a possibility of eating Nevela. If doing the Shechita is going to take you a year in a Yovel, then the guy is going to, you know, be dead by then. Then there's no mitzvah in doing that. So obviously it means that...
Is he just applying the concept of Tadir Vashen or Tadir Kodem here?
Well, meaning that Shabbos is the thing that is usually pushed aside.
Right, so because we push it aside more often, so we'll go with that.
We'll go with that. Shabbos nida litchos etzlo b'havara u'bishul v'achem u'chamim gam yevshah shul yekot nibo b'shabbos nida litchos etzlo b'mila. In other words, Shabbos is very often nidcha. Which,
on the one hand, it does sound like that. On the other hand, it sounds like an absurd principle. Where have you seen anything like that?
Yeah, in other words, where is this principle? In other words, first let's see what he's saying. Then we'll see, you know, what's the logic to that. He seemingly, like what Max is saying, you know, Tadir Shena Tadir in a new form of Tadir Shena Tadir. This is the thing that's normally pushed aside, because this is normally, you know, a lot of times, like this is the thing that we need to do. In other words, like by cold, it's not a question of Nevela, it's a question of giving him, you know, warming up the room you know, with fire, to make a fire escape, things like that. So he says, "Vaniel ki Shabbos nidda litchos etzlo b'havaru vishul v'hachem lochamin." So first, I would have read it to mean that he's going to have to push off Shabbos anyway, because a chola usually is going to need these things. But then he starts with this cotton thing. Yefsho shaloya cotton imol b'Shabbos. In other words, our cotton's also. So, in other words, usually when there's a chola, the Shabbos is going to be. Unless you say that the Shabbos is going to be pushed aside anyway. So, anyway, the Shabbos thing is being pushed aside for other types. And not many necessarily that's the normal thing that Rabbi Alter is saying. You know, what's the svar for that? But if you say something that the Shabbos is already going to be pushed aside for. In a normal situation of a chola, it's not going to be only a question of eating. It's going to be a question of other things as well. So therefore, Shabbos is going to be pushed aside for other things as well, because for other malachas that you're going to have to do for him. So then, for the achila aspect, once Shabbos was pushed aside anyway, we could put, you know, do the achila also. You know, it's sort of like the lashon that they use is, you know, kevan de hutra hutra. In other words, certain one thing, something was hutter, so then, you know, then you can put other things on the bandwagon, so to speak. Because we do have the concept of kevan de hutra hutra. Right? So nevela is not, nevela will be for this one thing, you know, that I'll have to eat. But it won't be any other. In other words, Shabbos has multiple aspects. There's the eating on Shabbos. There's the cold weather. So there are several aspects of Shabbos that will be relevant to the chola. Nevela for the chola will only be a question of eating the nevela. There's no other aspect of nevela to chola. So since on Shabbos we have the concept of that very often this chola will be needing Shabbos to be pushed aside for making a fire and for cooking and for warming up hot water for him and all these things. So now the question of, you know, of whether we should shecht or not, we say, okay, Shabbos was nidcha ready, we'll shecht. But the nevela wasn't nidcha for anything else. The only thing that the nevela will be nidcha is for the thing right now, whether he could eat the nevela. But there was no other thing that was needed in this whole situation for the nevela to be nidcha. And I think that's how some explain. That would be, so that would, and by a katan, we say that a lot of times when you have, not even though this fellow here is not a katan, but he's saying in the katan also, when he gets a bris mila on Shabbos, so there are multiple things that Shabbos is going to be pushed aside for. And say over here, so whenever there's multiple things, so now the question is, Shabbos is already nidcha because we, you know, we're doing A, B, and C. So now the question is D, should we be docha Shabbos or should we docha another Isser? So the Isser that we already pushed aside, that's the one that because of Kevin the Hutra. I think that would be, as some explained, the Pshat in. So it's not so much Tadir, you know, Tadir, but it's in this case over here, there'll be many, more of like of Kevin the Hutra type of thing. And this Rivet is quoted in the Rush. In other words, not everyone has the same physikaron for Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz at his fingertips. Thank you for Avraham Levitz, because you know now the library is closed, so the Otzar HaChochma was had it. So we thank you for that. So on page one, in the Rush here, he says Harayvit Zal. He says Shalu as Harayvit. The first word learned is Harayvit. And so here says the Korban Asanel says Shemuto Lushkot Bishvil HaKotan.
Rabbi.
In other words, he's saying that the most probably is, you see, one second, does he bring down, one second, Mila here? He doesn't bring down Mila here. He says that it's Efshar that there shouldn't be a Katan who needs to eat for his physical needs. So, you know what? I think that the Rush didn't have the whole ksavyat of the Ravid. Because I think the Rush quotes the Ravid differently than what we have the Ravid. I think what the way the Rush has derived it is that what is his lashon? Aval efshar shelo yekotn echad b'sofa olam. I don't know why he says. In other words, there's probably some cotton someplace who needs Shabbos to be shechted for him also. So Mela, you're shechting for him, you know, in potential. You know, maybe some cotton would need it or something like that. But if you look in the way we have the Ravid is speaking about cotton with a bris mila. He's just showing as an example that there are multiple dichoy Shabbos. When he's trying to explain that Shabbos for chole is nidcha on multiple levels, so he says you see that by a bris mila also. The way the Korban Asanel and is explaining the Rush, he's saying no, because he's going to shecht and most probably there's someone potentially who might need it also. I think the Korban Asanel, you know, maybe the Rush or maybe certainly the Korban Asanel didn't have the full Ravid. That's why he gives this pshat that he gives. But if you look in the way we have the Ravid, it seems to be a different pshat in the Ravid. That it just means that he's just giving you other other areas where Shabbos, where we have this idea that Shabbos is nidche in multiple ways.
Rabbi,
yeah.
When we discussed a similar case in the Yardayish here, we spoke about the fact that you're talking about in the case of Havka Ikra, I guess, but yeah. When we were discussing that each kezias that a person eats, they would get a lav for that.
Right.
So, Why is that not brought up here?
Right. In other words, you can have multiple every kezias of the veil. Right. adhere. So that's the question. Is it better to have one big Isser of Skila or Nevela? It's less, but it's many times. Every Kazayis, you're going to have another thing. So that's the question.
I think that's one of the rationales for saying we should check for him.
Yeah.
I think that's what the poskim hold.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Meir, that's the Maram Rutenberg that we saw already. Right? And then he says, look at the last piece in the rush. The last piece in the rush. Vanisha Matim Mishum de Chashina Shemiyah Hachola Katz Machilas Isser. Vyifrosh Vistakin. You see, people are
conditioned.
Yeah, in other words, to eat an Avelach, you know, like, they'll be, like, freaked out from that. You know, to eat something that's basically a kosher animal. Okay, it was Shechtan on Shabbos. Okay, so that's a Dover Mibachutz. But the food is kosher food. So he says that psychologically, people would have much more of a problem eating something that's treif than because they, yeah. And that could cause problems. Yeah. And the rush in the tshuva writes the same thing on page 3. The last line, Ol Shamati, the end of the tshuva here on page 3, the last two lines, Ol Shamati Tamacher Shim Yeda Hachola Sheachilu Dover Isser Nafsho Kotzabo. He says, if they know that, he just won't be able to do it. It's sort of like, you know, Macholas Asuras, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't bring a takola on tzaddikim, you know, like Tosa says, macholas asuras is more, you know, goes into your body.
Tam tem es halev.
And the Ran on page 4, to just take another look now in the Ran. Kolam shim yesh shnei isurim lefaneinu echad isulav ko nevel of echad isukaris machilo sol isulav. Hena dim chol nishol arrived. That's the arrived what we just saw. And he has a whole thing here. But then he says, look further down. Aval nirali lagabi chola. First word on the line is chola. Nirali lagabi chola. Ein isser nevela kal mi isser Shabbos. Dinahi nevela isser la v'shabbos isser skila. Iko chumri achrida benevela. This is what you're saying, Max. Visha ochla over belav al kol kezayis u kezayis. You see that, Max? That's your word. That's every kazai, altishte altishte, vushosa chayvo kolachas vachas. Vlin Shabbos lo over ele b'shas shchita. Shabbos, you violated, it's one time avera. V'chad la avudi, ika de maise Shabbos mutar, the kind one. And me'igar din maise Shabbos is mutar. In other words, there is a din de rabbonon. That if something was done on Shabbos, you can't benefit from it. Yeah, but that's a din derabbanan. As far as the Torah is concerned, the Isser of Shabbos is only doing them the avera, but what comes from it is mutter. Aval in Shabbos lo over ela b'shas shchita v'chad lav hu deika the ma'aser Shabbos mutar dekaimelon he kodesh vein maser kodesh m'hoch lavim harbe de levela lo mikri iser kal legabe chad lav de Shabbos. So he says that many lavim, this is what you said, Max, that many lavim is of more kal dika lavim is more problematic than eating one big. Right. If we could, yeah. So one lav, many lavim. Now, how does this go? There's a vort. Maybe you'll help me remember the vort. Imina chosiat. Maybe we should mute.
Cousin Hess.
Cousin Hess. Imri na chosiat.
I mean, if someone's able to make Ilan or I co-host, we can mute.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Yehuda?
Yehuda?
Okay, make Ilan a co-host or Max a co-host for both of them.
Okay, make both. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah, let me hear what. Rabbi Alter. Okay, good. Yeah.
Alter, you're muted.
You just muted Rabbi Alter.
So can you unmute him? Can you unmute him?
Yeah, 1 second, Rabbi. Oh.
Yeah, Rabbi Alter, please.
Am I unmuted?
Yeah.
Okay. It seems to me there should be some value, and I haven't seen anybody mention it, on who it is who has to do the Aveira. Between the person who is sick, you might think that it's better that he do it for himself rather than have to have other people do it for him.
Right.
So, I see no value placed on that.
Right. Right. In other words, you're saying that the Vela, he's the one who has the problem, so he
Still
should.
Shabbos, the helpers have the problem.
The helpers have the problem.
Why should he not have to do the Avera before they do?
Right. In other words, should we give that?
Can we apply that Shaliach is Kilu, he's doing it?
Right, but I guess the answer must be that Pikuach. Right. But Pikuach Nefesh is, in other words, we'll see, is there any. We're going to see in a future packet, is there any difference in Pikuach Nefesh between the person who really needs it and the rest of Klal Yisrael? Because the rest of Klal Yisrael also has a chiyuv to, you know, even though it's not, so to speak, their problem, you know, because they're not the sick one, but it is their problem because of the din of. But we're going to see, and there's an Or Sameach that we're going to get somewhere in a future packet. Where is going to make some type of distinction along those lines. So when we get to the Or Sameach, Ilan, is Ilan a host too? Max, are you a host?
Rabbi, I'm a host.
Yeah. Okay, so you take care.
Rabbi, what makes it the din of Arivos?
Right, because the idea of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh.
But does that, I mean...
And even without that halacha, I mean, the din of, we have a din of Hashevosolo. In other words, the din of Pikuach Nefesh is a din of Hashevosolo. There's a pasuk in Torah, Hashevosolo, means you have a chiv to what? To return somebody his body, so to speak. So if somebody's drowning and you have an ability to save him, so you have a chiv Hashevosolo. Just like you have a chiyuv to return somebody his lost item, you have a chiyuv to return somebody his. So one could say that maybe these. In other words, Rabbi Alter is asking a very important question, and is how come we don't give a precedent to eating the nevela? Because eating the nevela, then no one else will have to do anything. In other words, this man is the sick man, so he has the issue, so he can solve the issue for himself by eating the nevela. Shechita, he's not the shochet here, right? That's the given, that he's not a shochet. There's a whole discussion in the poskim, Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva, about a choyla, can a choyla shecht? So Rav Moshe has a thing that a chayla maybe can't shecht, because since he's chayla, we're afraid that when you shecht, you have to do a gliding act. You can't do drasa. If you put weight on it and you do a cutting aspect instead of a gliding aspect, that passes the shechita. So that's the Rav Moshe's whole tshuva about a chayla, because a chayla is his body, you know, he's heavy. Everything's heavy. So he might come to do a, you know, so the chayla is not going to do the shechita. So Rabbi Alt is saying that there's all these Rishonim that we saw are all one-sided. They're all saying, you know, shecht on Shabbos. But what Rabbi Alt is saying is that shechting on Shabbos is... Shechting on Shabbos is you having somebody else who's not the chayla do it. Wouldn't it be a precedent? Wouldn't it be preferable, Rabbi Alt is suggesting, that the person who has the issue... and he can solve his own issue without having to bring someone else into the equation, wouldn't that make sense that, therefore, according to that, he, you know, the nevela's right here. So he'll eat the nevela. But it's his problem. Why do we have to get someone else involved? So apparently, these Rishonim are understanding that getting someone else involved is in other words, that chiluk, they're not subscribing to. And we're going
to
see.
It's hard to say that you can use Arivos here, because Arivos is usually used for something like Kiddush, where you have to...
Yeah, so it's more than... I don't know if it's Arivos.
But
there
now
was
it's
the
Pasuk
of... Right. The Pasuk of Hashevosolo, that you have a chiyuv of Hashavas Gufo. And it's Docha, and the Torah says that it's Docha, Hutra, Dchuy, whatever you want to call it. But...
Okay,
but that's a fascinating concept. What the Rabbi Alt is asking, that we have to look into, and Bezer Shem, we have a packet on that coming in the future. In halacha, do we ever say that if it's someone else doing it, that's one thing. But if you're doing it, then maybe it's a different type of halacha when you're doing it to save yourself. We saw this year. What did we see this year about Choyla on Yom Kippur or Shabbos, the Machlokas of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Pinchas Epstein? So what was that case, Ezra? Say over the case.
I think there was a few cases if you had a Choyla and who needed something that you could get in a way that wouldn't be doing malacha, but there would be a lot of kircha, such as if you have to, you know, wake up your neighbor in the middle of the night to get hot water, or you could heat up the water yourself.
Right, in other words, the question was that we talked about, Rabbi Alter, this year, was if a person is sick on Yom Kippur or Shabbos, and he needs hot water. So he can go and heat up the hot water, right? Or he can go to his... because he doesn't have any hot water. His neighbor has ready hot water to go, but his neighbor is asleep, or his neighbor is, you know, how far do you have to go? So Pinchas Epstein says what? To go.
No, not to go.
Pinchas
Epstein says to go.
Right, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, you're not mechuyev to... And then we saw in the Masifta Journal a question of... Now, what's this? There's a Medrash Pliya. Rav Shechter said this over, but let's see if we can remember how it goes. Imri na chosiat. So who said that? The Avram says to Sarah, tell him that what? You're my sister and not my... And not what?
Not my wife.
L'man yitav li bavurech v'chayso nafshi li b'gololech. Because what? If it's a... And the Medrash says, Mikan sheshochtim l'chola b'Shabbos.
Yeah.
So how does it...
I think if the Egyptians have a relation with an Eshes Ish, there would be chayav on every bia and bia. But if they kill him, it's only one Isser.
Right. Right. So he says, Imri... So Rav Katan is saying, Imri... In other words, if the... He's saying achosi, and not So what, meaning if you say tachosi, then what would happen? Then he would what? He would just he would take her, right? If it's an eishes ish, what would he do? He would.
He would kill him.
He would kill him. He would kill. He would kill the husband.
Yeah.
He would kill the husband. So he's saying, just say that what? That you're my sister. So then what'll happen? Mr. Rabbi Katan?
I think
they won't.
What? Yeah, Rav Katan?
Not sure.
What were you saying? Ilan? It was the same idea.
I was saying that.
Yeah. Ilan?
That maybe they won't kill Avram. Maybe they'll spare Avram or something.
And if they have a bia with her, it would be b'shogeg because they don't know she's married.
Right, it would be b'shogeg. Yeah. Right. So which is better? So in other words, she's really married, but it would be b'shogeg, right? But if he knows that they're his wife, then they would what? He would just kill her.
No, they will kill him.
They would kill him.
But they're all the bios with her. There would be no problem having bia.
Right, because he would be.
She's not as
ish. Right. And if they... Right, so there's a vort that said over, Rav Shechter said it over about this, that, you know, because according to the Ran, the halacha is that you what? That you... It's better to do one avera chamura than multiple small averas.
Right.
So here it would be... So if he would say... If imin yachosiat, so this way he wouldn't do the avera chamura.
You could say it in the opposite positive way as well. Like the Rambam talks about when it comes to tzedakah, better to do a lot of small things than it is to do one big thing.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to look into that. I'll look into that medrash.
Opposite logic here.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I'll look into that medrash. Rav Shechter said over the pshat from the this medrash pliya based on the Ran. I'll look it up. I'll look at how it works. But it's the same concept that it's better to it's more kal to do one aver chamura than to have many smaller. Averus. So if you say Imrina Chosiat, he would do what? He would do many small Averus, as opposed to if he would know that he's an Eishes Ish, then he would just do one Avera Chamura, and it's better. So that would be. So Mela, we don't want him to do that Avera Chamura. So I think that's the word. We don't want him to do the Avera Chamura of killing. So they say achosiat, so he won't kill. I'll have many bias, but that's still better than having him kill. I think that's the word that people say over. I think Rav Shechter said it over, and I think over the others say it over. That imri na achosiat mikan sheshochtin lechoyle b'shabbos. And what's the connection of in that medrash pliya? Because shochtin aver b'shabbos, according to the Ran, the idea is that it's better to do one Avera Chamura than multiple Avera Kalas. So it's better to Shecht on Shabbos, you'll do it one time, as opposed to if you do many, as opposed to do many many Avera Kalas of eating the Vela. So if you say Achosiat, so he won't kill. He won't kill you. He won't kill, like Mr. Katan said, he won't kill you. They'll just be together many times. So it's better to him to be together with her many times, b'shogeg, whatever, than to do one avera chamura of killing. I think that was the idea. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Shechter said it over, and other people say over based on this medrash. Okay. So let's see in Shulchan Aruch how this is brought down. This halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 19. Yudal hayachol sheish bo sakana v'tzorach basar. Halach yudal on page 19 in packet base. Sechol sheish bo sakana v'tzorach basar. Shochtimo. Ve'enom nachilenu nevela. Hayachol tzorach lachila la'alter v'nevel muchenes miyad v'ashchit v'sacheres lo machilo zor nevela. So this is the... So this is the way the Rishonim go. So that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is the shecht. Halacha is the shecht. And as I said, the only thing that we still have to look into is the is Rabbi Walter's question about do we take into account the person versus or the other person. Okay, there's a little bit left in the Imre Bina. Okay, we'll see if we do that maybe next time. Okay, I think we're going to stop now. Okay, so again, tomorrow we won't have a shiur if anyone wants it in Yonah Dioma from 10 to 10:30 on Yonah Shavuos, and otherwise we're going to resume in Yonah Pikuach Nefesh. We'll maybe finish our packet Beis and we'll start packet Gimel. All the packets you should get online. We hopefully by the end of today we'll have like 14 packets already produced. But again, we thank Rav Avram Levitt for helping me produce these packets, because now that the library is closed, it's not so simple, and he's been a fantastic help. In every packet, I write his name. Naseh b'siyua al yedei talmidei hayoka Rav Avram Halevi Levitt Shlita. Okay.
It's a tremendous honor, Rabbi. It's an honor.
Okay, good. And I wish everyone a good Yontif. Those that are going to come tomorrow, so I'll wish you again tomorrow. And we'll have a packet tomorrow in Yonei Shavuos, a short shiur, just because it's Erev Yontif. Usually I don't give shiurim so much on Erev Yontif, but since everyone's home, I'll give a short shiur in honor of Shavuos. And then Be'ez Hashem on Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue... in Yonei Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos. Rabbi Ezra Hagler, Daniel Abbott, Jacob Silberger, Danny Liu, Nathan Bauer.
Have a good Yontif, Rabbi.
Ivan Sasson, Joseph Katan, Avram Levitt, Rabbi Walter, Amos Walter, Josh Blau, Rav Harari, Jacob Silberger, Adam Hattel, Daniel Albert, Ilan, Rabbi Walter, Rabbi Katan, Avram Levitt, Rabbi Harari. Should all have a good Yontif. And okay, it will be well, and you should have some good cheesecake. Some good cheesecake, Be'ez Hashem, on Shavuos, and okay, it should be well.
Right?
Okay,
cultive. Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good
cultive.